WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
For the past 30 years, George Clinton has created enormously influential funk music. First as the leader of Parliament Funkadelic, a large band that combined rhythm and blues with hard rock. Then as a solo artist whose 1982 hit Atomic Dog has made him a major influence on today's rap and hip-hop acts. Rock critic Ken Tucker says that Clinton's new album called Hey Man, Smell My Finger reaffirms Clinton's artistic vitality in the 90s.
Sending a freeway northbound around, Culver City westward in the Beverly Hills. You've gone Hollywood. I'm gonna look, I will touch. Oh, it's live, but didn't think very much. Where they happen to be at tonight is Hollywood.
At the age of 52, George Clinton is the best argument I know to refute the notion that rock music is a young person's game. His combinations of James Brown's elemental funk and acid rock's heedless improvisations, the way Clinton crams stream-of-consciousness jokes, puns, and philosophy into tight, finger-popping melodies, make his music seem endlessly fresh. Every time you listen to his best stuff, there's always something new to catch. In a recent interview, Clinton theorized that his ongoing influence is due to the fact that, quote, it just takes so long for people to understand or get it, and generation after generation gets it. On his new release, a thick, rich track like Martial Law is a good example of what Clinton means.
It's gonna take more.
Martial Law features cameos by hot rap performers like Dr. Dre and Ice Cube, whom Clinton shamelessly uses to give himself some trendy youth credibility. But the lyrics of that song are unusual in a couple of ways. As it proceeds, Clinton starts talking about news events like the beating of Rodney King and the LA riots. Clinton rarely invokes current events like this, which can date what he always conceives of as timeless, fad-proof music. What's also unusual is that, unlike the rappers who admire and perform with him, he's on Rodney King's side. He really does want us all to get along. Clinton's politics were forged in the 60s in Detroit, when he used to hold down a songwriting job with Motown Records by day and then go and drop acid at concerts by the MC5 or Iron Butterfly at night. In matters both musical and cultural, Clinton remains a very credible integrationist. In his more standard mode, Clinton aims for music he calls seriously silly, stuff that's light and playful on the surface, but with intricately structured rhythms and harmonies that give a composition musical weight. Consider a groove like Way Up, in which Clinton himself is barely heard, but instead functions as a conductor for a very simple but grandly decorated funk riff. Really, the worst I can say about Hey Man, Smell My Finger is that I don't particularly care for that off-putting title. Since George remains the unimpeachable president of funk, I'd have preferred something more seriously silly. I think he should have called this collection Clinton, Still in Office.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.